But if the Rambam had agreed with Rashi that the shoelace in terms of how much it would be worth as an individual, then he couldn't say class, because the Mechayev is the monetary loss. He really is the same loss. With the land, he could have sold himself as an individual for life, and he would have been able to get a certain relatively high price for himself. And now he can't. But she does. Anyway, so this is what I wanted to point out, that there is a machleket between Rashi and the Rambam as to whether the Mechayev of Nezir is Hesed Moment. According to Rashi, it's Hesed Moment, and according to Rambam, it's not Hesed Moment. It is special Mechayev. It is special Mechayev. All right. Now, so Tzav in Kamod Omayim Yidon Mikot Tzav Mechayev. Very little thing to the Shin, it's cut it out the sound. The rest of it's out for the heart. The people be shed salvation. Cool out in the oil can't cut it. The people be seen the obviously. So the more I see cash the time my time we told the Hane, why does the time of the Mishne mention 13 of this again? Now the question arises, the Gemara doesn't raise any shyness against tradition. On the contrary, the Gemara raises a shayla against the Mishnah. Why the Talmud of the Mishnah doesn't mention 13 of his disciples? Who are the 13? So four of the 13 consists of Shemachin, Mashi, and Yishisoch of Aseh. Since when in the Shemachin, Mashi, and Yishisoch of Aseh considered the Masih? Since when is he Masih? So the Chobah Bochus in regard to Shemachin, Shemachinom is on the Chayim of Shieh. So according to the Shit of Rabbi Yitzhi, Midash, and the Rambam, that Shemachinom that is Chayim of Shieh, so is Chayim of Samazi. Now the Rambam says, now, the word is, that Akoik, Kakoik, are Mutke of Shieh. In other words, suppose, Reuven turned over a number of trees to Shimon, to watch them, and then he did the Shemasok and got paid for watching. And then he neglected the Shire, and then he didn't watch it sufficiently. So then some hoodlums came and they chopped off the trees. Which way did he found it? So then he doesn't the Shire is not high. Even though Shemasok is higher for the Lord, he did. But Kakoi is some kick of the Chiyuvi Shina. But suppose is a Shina Chino name of Nasmi Sheya, is Jesus Sheya. So then the Shina Sarambam, the Shita of Kabeza, of Kabeza, of Kabeza, of Kabeza, so he says that he's high. Why? Because Pishela is high with Hamas. That's the Shina Sarambam. Pishela is high with Hamas.
בין הפרש בין דין המזי קרקע ובין המזי קטאוטרים ודין אבס הוא זה למדין וכן רואות זה פשיט הרביס את ניגה של רמב״ם הגריס את הצ'יט so וכן הירו רביסה שהמדיס היא הקרמה לשמר בין מריסס בין בשביר הסכינו ואיסנו ימי שיחתי או איסנו או יבי כשרי ופושע ברוסו חיים כמישים צביודיים וכן כל קיים כזה שאיש ידעי חייב על כל פעם. חייב על כל פעם. So, in other words, so, דרעי לסכן. So, כל זה רמב״ם, we can understand שאין אחינו. Can understand שאין אחינו. Because it's a חייב על מזל. Now, it doesn't mean מזל. דרעי, some, some education, how can it business of magic. After all, it couldn't be more than Grommet, and Grommet spot there. He didn't do anything. He just was negligent. He didn't watch. He didn't watch. The answer is, of course, if the aloha that the Shia is hiding from magic is a special aloha that applies to Shom. Somebody who undertook Shmira, so then, and he didn't watch, and as a result of his negligence, so something happened to the Dogo that was Nimsah to him in Shmira. So that, so the Dogo says that the Shmirim, the Shmirim is high of Shmira. So that Chiyuv is based on Amalek. So left, but it's coming. But it's only we got something. So the Torah was behind a Kishia on the score of magic, even though it's only gone. But it's a special aloha regarding something. When we say Gromit is for there, when he's not a Shema, so it's not bound to him to watch it. But when the Shema, when he agreed to watch, so even though it's Gromit, and more than Gromit, he is a Gromit in a passive way. The whole forehead, other Gromit, so is an active leader. Mishasa Kalbosh Chavire, the Chavire, Hapiri Zero of the Dinis Chavire. Here, he's completely passive. But that's the Alochet. That's the Tzerasakosu of the Chiyo Shia, that the Chiyo Business Advan. So, according to the Rambam Tamiyis of Yigash, we can understand why the Bitche mentions Shemachino among the offices, because the Chiyo for Shia is Nisadman. Now, but according to the other Shia, so it's difficult to use Shemachino. And then, even according to the Rambam Shia, so we can understand this, why Shemachino is mentioned. But why are the other Shemachino mentioned? So according to the Rambam, it's not, it doesn't present any cash. Because yes, the whole Messiah is money. So what is true of Shemachino? That he is Mechudah for Shia and the score of Mazik. So it's true of the other Shemachino also. But other Shemachino, so called, is Chayabim from Leila Meir. But he said the Chayab of Shia. A Shia, Kohanoe Shalei, is Chayabim and on his Gomor. But he's Chayab of Shia too. So in so far as the Chiyuv for Shia is concerned, so every Shemachino is Chayab on the score of Mazik. So Mele, according to the Rambam, we can understand as to why Revelation mentions Shemachino, Shemachino, Mishisoch, Aseche. But the question is, what kind of Mazikim are they? These are deep Shia, and everyone is high for Shia. Even if Shemachino is high. Certainly, Shemachino is high. So if Shemachino is high by the score of Mazik, so Shemachino is high, Shemachino is also high, in so far as Shia is concerned, and the score of Mazik. So, but the question is, how about Rayu Chite? The Rayu Chite is that even Shia is not Chayyus of Mazik. It's only Chayyus Mitzah, the special Chiyu of Shomte. A special Chiyu of Shomte. So the question is, so why does the Rayu Chite mention him among the Gimlons? He wants to mention a number of people who are higher, so we could mention other things too. You could mention other things too, I mean. But he says, Shloisha also always in Ezekiel. The Levi is also high to pay. Why didn't he mention Levi? But it's nothing to do with Mazik Levi. So he mentions all the Shemachinom, Sheilom, Mishisochar, Seicher. He mentions, he called them Mazik. How can he apply the appellation Mazik to them? So, we can understand, it's not difficult, because, as I mentioned many times, in other words, what Rav Chaim says, that the Mishnah that is mentioned in Mishpatim does not only imply monetary responsibility, but it implies a Maisavira too. We discussed as to whether the Maisavira of Mishnah is the basis of the field, or is two separate things, whatever. Right. But it goes without saying that the Rishon Renu implies not only Chiyu, but the Rishon Renu implies also an Isra'ot Mazik. Now, so there are certain situations where there is no Chiyu, but that doesn't mean that it doesn't involve any Isra'ot Mazik. For example, Kedulim is Potter and Beir, but Potter and Beir, that doesn't mean that if somebody dug a Beir and then Kedulim was damaged in that Beir, that he is not high at all. I mean that he didn't do anybody's avera. He certainly is in the avera of Israel. And for many Rishonim it appears that all these turim, say Kenin Beir, Tom Beish, all these turim are only turim in the other, where the Shemayim is higher. Except, and the Birka Shmuel, the Rebbeinu says it, as Pshat in the Lifshite and the Raman Shite, it's very stubborn. Because the Rebbe says, the Chender Ego is Potter Mishas Rabbi. Why? Because it's the Derech of a behemoth to walk in the Mishas Rabbi. You cannot stop a behemoth from walking in the Mishas Rabbi. For all Mishas Rabbi. So, the Rosh explains the Rebbe. Why is the Rebbe? Since when is the Rebbe giving time at all? At all it's your Sakotsu. Ubi Abiz Yachir. Why doesn't the Rebbe mention it as to why the Torah Potter came in Bayer? Why doesn't the Rebbe mention it as to why the Torah Pater Tom Beish? It's not the Rebbe's job to explain time at all. Why all of a sudden, in respect to Shem Rebbe Pater Bishus Rabbi, the Rebbe says, because he's the Derech of Behemoth to walk in. So, and the Rosh, the Rebbe doesn't spell it out so explicitly, but the Rosh explains it. So the Rebbe, the Rashmuel, explains it very well. You see, the other Turim also, Tom Meish, Kaili Beya, they are Turim, so they are Turim only of the Chittash Turim, but it's not Turim of the Isra of the Chittash. If a person digs a Beya, and then there is damage done to Kaili, or if a person makes a fire, and then there is damage done to something that was stolen, that was hidden, he's part of Tashlum. He cannot collect. This will not collect from the mass, from the one who made the fire, from the one who dug the layer. But he's not valid. It's not Mufke of the Yisr of Israel, and it's only Mufke of the Chiyuv Tashlum. Not every time a person is Ibrahim of Israel, it results in Tashlum. So, in the way, since it's not Mufke of the Yisr of Israel, there is the Cholakoch as a Chiyuv in Shemayim. Because it's only two miracles. There is no chiyuv in the Shemayim. So, what I want to say that the reason is why the Beish calls Shemachinam Shayon Mishisoch HaSeich Masikin. So, as we said according to the Rambam, they are called Masikin because each one of the four Shomrim is Chayav Mishie and the score of Masik. But that's all right according to the Rambam. But the Rambam says it's not on the score of Masik. So the answer is, why is the Rambam chayav? The Rambam is chayav because he says, how can you call it a Masik? Gromad is often his potter. So even an extra Gromad, like he, Chibet Gedolot Nidem is Chavere is potter. So, Midin Yodom. So, Al Chizkamo Bechavo, Eshemeya, who is Pesheya. So it's only a passive Gere. He certainly should be potter. So the thing is, I mean, the Rambam is only chelik on the Rambam in respect to the chiyuv tashlumim of Shemayim. It cannot be based upon the din of Masik because he's not more homo than a kohen. But insofar as the Yisra of Shemayim, that everyone who is Masik, even if he does it out in kohen, so he's even the Yisra of Shemayim, and there is a chiyuv in the Shemayim. There is a chiyuv in Shemayim mitzat mazik because of Kovid is zoking because Dalit Bobi Moise is so. Potter me odmah chayim in Shemayim, then the Gemara Nakedes. So, after the Gemara Nakedes, Chavira, and Shasek Havus Chavira. So the Gemara says Nakedes, he's potter odmah chayim in Shemayim. Why? Because Kovid is only potter of the odmah. Of the Shemayim is not potter. Why? Because it's not Mufke of the Yisra of the Yisrael. So, as long as it involves the Yisra of the Yisrael, there is a Chikun Yishamayim. So the Rambam will also be made there. That insofar as the Yisra of the Yisrael, that every Mazik is Eveya. So, if he said that on the Tuk, of course, if he didn't have the Tishmire, I'm not weird. I'm not the Yisrael, if I don't watch everybody's moment, there is a mitzvah Hashem is Avede to protect a person against monetary loss. But that's a chiyu of Hashem is Avede, it's a mitzvah. But I'm not even a miser if I see, let's say, that the fire is about to destroy somebody's rubbish. And I don't do it, so I am not Avede. But
I met either in South Israel, but if I undertook Shire, and I was Pishaya, so then I read the South Israel. Maybe there would be a chiyuv of the Nishamazim and the score of Mazik, even in the case where there wouldn't be a chiyuv, let's say, and the score of Shom, let's say, according to the Raya. The Raya says that Kakoi is Pishaya is also part. But the Nishamazim will be clear, even Kakoi is was Pishaya. Because the Chayyuk is only Chayyuk and the Rambam, whereas the Rambam says that the Chayyuk Tashlumi of Shire is based upon Mazik. So the Chayyuk says no, he cannot be based upon Mazik, because he is not more of the Mazik than the Gele, than the next Gele. Here he is not connected, he is passive. But insofar as the Yisrael of Israel is concerned, so by making Gelein, so he's able to Yisrael of Israel. And that gives rise to a Chayyuk and Yishamayim. So the Mele, he passes Gelein. I stay there. So it's also a problem. But so the Mele is able to Yisrael of Israel as long as he has a Shemazik. Insofar as the Yisrael of Israel is concerned, so the Mele, you can apply the appellation of Mizik. But it has reference to the Chayyuk. To the case where there was Shia. But so true, Shia is higher, not only on Shia, is higher than Abed and Kibar on his double. But when the Bey Sheik holds them, Shibachinam Shayam is his own Sikha, and he calls them obviously Ziki. So it's respect to a Shia that was that they made. Right. So, the time is gone, my time will turn out the Israel and Shmuel, the Miski Momiko Maire, the Miski Bukaliko Maire, El Mirab, Leisne. So the question is, why does Kaur Tame mention all the Shmuel of the Miki? So according to Shmuel, that Mabe Mishen, so our Mishne doesn't mention all the Mamazi. So our Mishne is not interested in discussing other Mamazik, but only Mamele Amazik. So, all these, Shibachinam, Sheyel, Mishisocho, what kind of Mazik is other Mamazik? But El Rav, so the Antani of our Mishne mentions other Mamazik too, so the other Mazik is other Mamazik. Shibachinam, Sheyel, Mishisocho, Senchea, and the Heidvori, so why doesn't it mention El Rav, Leisne? So the Gemara says, in our Mishnah it's a question of classification, so that's arbitrary. So when according to Rav, since Mabel means Odom, so it is reference to all kinds of Odom, who was Mazik Yadayim, or Odom, who was a Mazik because he was a Sheinei, and he undertook Shmire, and he was Pishaya, or he was Chevu B'Chavere. So it's all included in Odom. Urabish and Amr from the Odom, three Gamma, Tonel Odom the Azik Odom, Vitonel Odom the Azik Shein, Ihoche, Shea Name, Lace the three Gamma Shea. So let Rabish mention 14, because with an extra one of Shea the Azik Odom. So Hanman, Bish, Lego Odom the Azik Shea, never good in Shalom. Odom the Azik Odom, Shalom Gwok. So there is a difference between Odom Dazik Sheia and Odom Dazik Odom. El Sheia, Mali Sheia Dazik Sheia, Mali Sheia Dazik Odom, Ide be Ide, Nezikudimishal. Alright. So the more as the Kashi Roshi Lechinom Ba Sheia, Nishizoko Ba Sekha Odom Dazik Sheia, because on it. So why does he eat Odom Dazik Sheia? So the Gemara says, "Tone zikin yodayim, kotone zikin mele." What does it mean? Because even though he has a chiyuv of mazik chopshi, according to the Rambam, and he has shem mazik in regard to the amai sabir of the Israel. So, but what kind of a mazik is he? He's an impressive mazik, as in mele. But that's the halacha. He since he undertook shmire, so mele he has a shem mazik. According to the Rambam, not only does he have a Shem Mazik, he has a Chiyuv Mazik with the Odom. According to the Rambam, he doesn't have a Chiyuv Mazik with the Odom. But he has a Shem Mazik as far as Yisrael is concerned. Mimele, he'll be Chayim with the Shomayim and the score of Mazik. Alright, but it's a special category of Mazik. It's impressive Mazik. So in other words, so that's why the Rabbi has to mention it separately. Alright, now let's see רשי. כל העם אומר לבין שהוא עצמי מזיק. דהנו בא לצ'וק ממין עצמי זיקוי, משוק מוקרו הוא, נשיא האור רשי. דהנו בא לצ'וק ממין, הן עצמו מזיקו, זה המזיקי. Now we cannot deny that the Rav Rashi agrees with the Rambam Shittek. Rav Rashi could agree with the Rambam Shittek. But Hashem Mazik they have, they are even the easier of the Ishmael. So, put the Lishon Kokoro, of the Lizoki Nazi, put the Lishon Kokoro, of 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 the Lishon Kokoro, דור מהווה דום ידבי הקוטונה ובי הולמי ובניסי עולם דרחמונה פטרי לגמרי כי בכאן מרקמו שיר מאודום חמר ומקרי ואודום דאז קשיר הרקסי וקור יעב הרקסי מה כנפתים יש אומר ויש למוד דאז קשיר וחילנו ידום וחילנו לעבור אותו מיטב אודום דאז קודום כי נהי דבורים דחילו חברי וכם קורי הודה לצ'ומני דרבי אישר אודום דאז קשיר וכתובי רבי אישר Obes, the masnis, so the Gemara says two kinds of odom. One is mazik yadayim and one is mimele. Obes masnis the yadayim, dalet chomim, he's in mimele. So if he didn't have a diction mimele, he wouldn't even have a shem mazik. He wouldn't be able to ease our party of the Ishmael. But since he had a diction mimele, so he has a shem mazik. And maybe he has the chiyuv of mazik also according to Rambam. Alright. Tomer Reb Chiye, es ki babo, es ki zikin, tash me kiku tash me abo, hamisho, vi gane vi gazlen, vi yuzinni, vi oein ez lan fate, u me tishevra, vi am tamri, vi am idamri, vi am nase, vi am et leisa, ho es ki babo. Now there is, I will think that we're trying to discover the Rashi. That's the Rashi that is discovered in the Yeshua. But let's go over the Rashi. תעשו מכיפים ותקומות סגדת ריבו תעשו מעבור חמישה בדבר המחל וגם אם שמשאו על פי עצמי משאו מכיפו את ירם בלבד וכן שהיד עם עצמי דימי בקנס פותה כדאב מה שישין או הקים משאו משניים והן נקנס ועמיד את פרק נרוב אפחת מה שיש עצמי וגם לא נעמי אובו תחסידי שחזיק לאשר בוזר Now, so, Kapriya mentions Katriya mentions Gani the Gazlan also among Mazik. So Rashi says Gazlan Amor and Gani Pizor, it's mentioned at all. Alright, it's mentioned at all, so it's not. But it's not the Chiyuv of Mazik, it's a Chiyuv of Gani. It's a Chiyuv of Gazlan. Now you see that Gani is Mechuyev to pay cable. And Katriya mentions Tashuli Kateful separately. Because Rashi explains it, Tashumi Kipu, Tashumi Abor Hamisho, the Gamim Tazim. So Rashi was bothered. I mean, Tashumi Kipu, so you already have Karen and Kipu. Yes, of the answer Rashi gives, sometimes there is a situation where the Gamim doesn't pay Kipu. For example, the Anoi, maybe Knas is Potter, but Karen is Momin, so it's higher. So that's why it's not separate. So he lists the Gamim who pays only Karen separately as in one of the Maziki. And the Gamut who pays Kippur and also as one of the Mazik. And the Be'ah Meche also as one of the Mazik. So the question is, what kind of a Mazik is he? He's not Chayav Mitzad Mazik, he's Chayav Mitzad Gamlen, he's Chayav Mitzad Gamlen. And why does Reb Chiya mention him as a Mazik? Now, there is a Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim doesn't discuss this price by Reb Chiya, but with that Reb Chaim, we can understand why Reb Chiya mentions Gamet and Gazlan among the Chodal Gavuzim. Now, the Mishnah Yodayim that we have, that is looking complaining against the logic of the Chushim. They say that if somebody owns a share, and the share is Mazik, the master owner of the share is high pay. But if somebody owns an Ebe, and no more, and the no more are Mazik, so the master, the order is quota. So, the Pushim said, so that there is a distinction between an Ebe and no more on one hand, and the share of the Hamir on the other. Because every normal in Yakitano, Yemir, the Yadin, Bishop, we discussed it in the picture. But the chat is, we said that the chat is, tool that the Odin has a keen moment in there. We maybe should be hired for any damage perpetrated by the Lenormo. But when can the owner, the buyer, be hired only if it's possible to watch the moment? So in watch, so he's responsible. But Lenormo, they are people who are capable of vengeance and bitterness and resentment. So maybe no matter how much you watch the Lenormo, if the Eved and the Omo has a grudge against the Odins, on the contrary, the more he watches the Eved and the Omo, the more damage you do. So it's impossible to watch. So anyway, you cannot even hire it because he didn't watch it. Only when it's within the realm of possibility. So then the negligence, the failure to exercise shmira is mechayev. But if it's not within the realm of possibility, so the failure to exercise shmira is not mechayev. So the Mishnah Yadayim discusses Eved where almost is equal. But the Rambam in Pirkei Aleph Hilchos Neivei, Halacha Tes. It's a very strange Rambam. Pirkei Aleph Hilchos Neivei, Halacha Tes. Ho'eved shekona, poteh minakei, ubolov tov, sheino dam chayev bal nizki avodo, af al pi shein momenei, mifnei sheyeish mehem das, ויוכל שמו, שיחסנו רבי, ילך ליד מקודש ועוד דין על חיי ציבור, זה נשאור מזוכר, נשתח לאוהב את חיים ושאר מסכים. So, חיים ואין לי קושן, תצא מישן ידיים, אבל מישן ידיים זאת לפני מישן גדל, גדל, לפני מישן זמזית, so they will can understand, because by mazit, the basis of the Hebrew is the Wojshmerah, so maybe if not for the time of Shemuel Yachten Rabbi, the messenger would be responsible. But because of Shemuel Yachten Rabbi, so it makes it impossible for the messenger to exercise Shemuel. But the Rambam says, the Eved Shekona, Potem Nakeku, Ubov Tuvim, why? Shemuel Yachten Teno, Yilach Yad Mishel Chavir. But suppose we didn't have the time of Shemuel Yachten Teno, so the Odin would be hired to pay Keku, double. For it may be done by the Eved. But that is the Mechayim is not Rishkara, and it's the Maizig Nechayim. So here Mechayim says, he explains the Sefer Ayin. So he says that there are two Mechayim, by Gamet and by Gazel. One Mechayim by Gamet and by Gazel is the Kinyan thing, and the Kinyan thing, because the Aloch is the Ishim Zakriwa Shabozal, in Kinyan Shabozal, Yaz, in Vav, Gomi Boishim. What do you mean, Rav, if there is a Shinu, if it's not King Shibozo, so then he doesn't return the object that he stole or that he got. But he has to pay money. Pay money. So that's the Aloha that Shinu is getting. Now, Shinu is getting because of the king. The Aloha is that the Mishnah Yehuda, that Hoyo Meshich has a Beimo, so Yeshu Sabayri, who makes the Shusabayim, so he doesn't have to pay. But the PA, he has to pay. In other words, if the Gamel comes into the house of the Bayim and he starts pulling the behemoth, and while he pulls the behemoth in the shoes of the Bayim, something happens to the behemoth. The behemoth dies, so he doesn't have to pay the Midian. Why? Because he didn't make it in yet. He shechet the Shusabayim. He's not king, but suppose he picks up the behemoth, the seh, the sheyah, he picks up. So then he's hired, because that boy is king of the home of him. So we see that in order that the Gamet should be mechuyev, there has to be a king. And the Gamet, the Megazlan, has kionic zeyot. So not only if it's not king, she goes out. So then he's king, he acquires full title in the Dovah HaGozom, Dovah HaGozom. But even if it is King Shibozal, so he doesn't have full title, he has to return the exact object to the buyer. But he has certain Gion. Now what he is, the Gamut, the Gazlan doesn't have to pay for Tashmishi. Let's say, suppose somebody steals a donkey. He steals the donkey, and then he rides on the donkey for half a year. Then he returns the donkey. Why should he be paying rent for using the donkey every year? So that what means no. This is more in a gazel. That he doesn't have to pay. Why? Because in Gazlan has kiyonim. Inasmuch as he made a key in Agboya or Meshiche, in the donkey, when he stole it, well, he gazled it, so he made a legabi kashmishi in its series, even though it was all the inside. So even if it is getting Shebozal, he has certain kiyonim. If it's not getting Shebozal, then he acquires full time. So he gazled and the gazled has kiyonim. And that's the mission in the Rube, that he has to make a kinyan. If he didn't make a koye in the Mishus Abayim, just the Shekhe, and the Shekhe is not king in the Mishus Abayim, so then he's not chayef to pay. So what the chayef of a gazled to be gazled is the kiyonim being made, the kiyonim is a man. But then, there is another chayim. The Maisik is in chayim. And this is how the chayim explains the Bible. Now, we say, Avodim Mukshir Kapoyes. So, the Meir, if it goes to Avodim Biskinu, Imam Yamish Lot of Hanel. Goes to the Imam Biskinu, so he has to pay. He cannot say, because she is king. But, goes to Avodim Biskinu, even the Amish of Nacho doesn't have to pay for the rent. Because Kapoy is in his own, and Abodi Mishu Kapoy. So the Rabbi says, oh, because Abodi Mishkino is not the way to pay. But because Abodi Mishu, they have a diet already, then he has to pay for it. So the question is, what difference does it make? Moneksha, if it's Abodi Mishu Kapoy, and by Kapoy, we say that God will sode the shopping all, even though the sode is not there anymore. It was all destroyed, wiped out by the flood of the Yam. So the whole summit was wiped out. So the Alochim is he doesn't have to pay for the summit. So, because Avodim Meisu, we should also say, since Avodim is Ukshuri Kakoyes, so we should say that he's Potter. Why is the Rayat Chalit between Kozla Avodim and Skinu? So then we say Avodim Ukshuri Kakoyes. So it's distinguishable from Kozla Behim of Skinu. Where he has to pay for the Himmel, he cannot say Aris of Necho. And God Lavodi Miskinu, he can't say Aris of Necho. And God Lavodi Mumeisu, so he has to pay and he cannot say Aris of Necho. But by Kakoni, so even if God will Sode be shot for no, Himmel Aris of Necho, but there is no Sode, it's all water, it was wiped out because Kakoni is in his own. So why is Avodi Mumeisu, Rav Chaim says that there are two Mechaim. They are two mechayim of the Gamet of Gazlan. It's really two psukim. One mechayim from Gamet of Gazlan is the posse of the Hishim Zatila Shavosa. In case she goes on Yazia, we will not go for this one. So that she is Kenneth. So that's based upon the Kenneth. Since he's Kenneth, so maybe he has to pay for it because the Domra Gosma is his. And then the Safro learns out from the posse in the same part of Baliko. Vishilam. So is mechuyev b'tashlumim for the ma'aseh. So in other words, kakoyis. So the halacha is that kakoyis are mufke of the kinyan zeh, and the ma'aseh zeh is in chalken child because you cannot pick up the tzodeh. But according to Rav Lezer, that a kakoyis is mizomim. So how is a child to realize zeh in chalken? As I said, if a person, let's say, gathers a sodeh and he makes a king of Hazoki in the sodeh, and then if he shot him off, so then he has to pay. Rabbanon say, they learn out to a cloud, at the cloud, Kakoyes in his office. The Kalke is moved up the king, and Maizik Zayel is the serious child in Kalke. You cannot take it away from the Shusapani. Kolech and he said, Beshus in the Moris, Avodim. So Hukshmi Kapoyes, insofar as the Kinyan Zeil is concerned, so just as Kapoyes are moved from the Kinyan Zeil, Avodim are also moved from the Kinyan Zeil. But by Kapoyes, if they are moved from Kinyan Zeil, so it's not Chaya to say, Maizik Zeil. How can you take away a Sode from the Shus Abayim? It's the actual Zeil in Kinyan. But Avodim, true Avodim Hukshmi Kapoyes, they are moved from the Kinyan Zeil, but he takes away the Eved. He takes him out of the reshus of the Odin. So there is a Maisik Zeilah. Maisik Zeilah can also be Mechayim Tashlum. So in the case of Gozla Avodim Miskinu, so then the Eved is Beirah. But regarding those who have been, those who behave more in skin or some of the law, in case of the young Zera, they will have double position because she is escaping. So that's based upon Kinyan Zera. So Kakoyis have moved up Kinyan Zera. And Avodim Avush and Kakoyis are also moved up Kinyan Zera. But those who have been more made so. So it's true they have moved up the Kinyan Zera. But Maisek Zera itself is the Chayek. Mashayim, by God, the Sodom is shot in all, even though the Sodom is not very long. But there is no Maisek Zera. But the point of Lezer, there is a king in there. Anyway, there are two separate Mechayim by Tarek and Tarek, and two separate Suki. One is the possible benches that you are supposed to go to the Yahweh, you have done the Mishume because he's Kenan and Dr. Moshich. So that's the Mechayim of the king in there. And then the Maisik there is Mechayim. So, Abodim, Abuk Shul Kapoyis, in regard to the king in there, but in regard to the Maisik there, so by Kapoyis, the Tzias is the child. To make him Isaac there, because he actually did something capable. But another, you can take him away from the shoes of the order. So the male and the male, if you go to the bottom of Menzo. So then he's the Mechuyev to pay for that. So then Rabchai mentions what the Rambam says. However, you're going to put him back in the rubble of doing. Why? Shirum Mechai Romis Gavol of Tafu Shimo Mene, Yifu Sheish Ben Das, Vim Yochel Shemle, Shim Yad Seno Rabi, and we are going to go with Yifu Chai Yisrael Shom Zoki. So you have the Kashi, Vim, who must this is that should die? And with the Kashi, Yishom Omai, Yoh Yin Abu Mabose, Yim Chai Yim Iskeen, Yishom Abu Dini, Yichom Shom Mene, Yishom Rose, Yoh, Vichai Yim Zoki. But, Abu Lomba, Yim Yim Yisrael Rambam, Yim Yim Leve, Yichiyum, Yim Rak, Machas Hatzmei, So he says, Vashia, Nire Muhammadas Rambam, this really began to be Gazman Chiyuv and Chol. In other words, the Mitzab Kinyan Zele has nothing to do with Shmira, but it's the other Mechayim, Maisek Zele, so the Maisek Zele is a Chiyuv of Mazik. But you ask, if Mazik, why should the Chayim take food, but it's a special type of Mazik. In other words, as far as the Posik, of the shilling is concerned, so there are two psukim, and the Safot mentions it. Oh, boy, okay, after Bosham, we should have been able to go to the Bosham, we have to go to the Hope Katibi, we have to go to the Bosham. So you came, she goes out, Yazi of the Babdom, so that's the beginning thing. So the Sefro says that from this passage we learn out that if the chifetz is not the end, then he has to pay tashlumim for it. So that's the ma'isik and the ma'isik in so the ma'isik and the ma'isik neve is a type of matter. It's a special type of matter. And we see that it's a special type of matter. Because the Rambam says, if not for the time of Shemoyak Nitenu Rabbe, then the order would be higher cable. But if it had been the general din of Mazik, there's no cable for the general din of Mazik. But here there is a special type of Mazik. But, what kind of Mazik? It's based upon the king in the evening. The answer is there are two Mechayim in the Arabic Kazakhstan. One Mechayim is the king in the evening. And that, so even if the Chifetz is the end, but if he's Kenya, let's say Al-Mishino, so he's Kenya, so maybe he has to pay, and then if the Chifetz is not the end altogether, it's not very long, so then, because of Abodim Umeisu, so then he's Nechuye for the Maisek Zeyre, and the Maisek Zeyre, that's a type of man, it's a special type of man, so maybe, and by Gamlet, it's a special type of man, so if not for the fact that of Shemo Yachmiteno Rabbe, then the order would be higher cable because of the Maisek Zeyre. The Maisek Zeyre is a type of matter. That's why Chia mentions Gamet and Gazlan among the Chabdalot of Israel. So we look at the end for Tuesday. If you didn't go over the Sugye in Avizore, so you should go over and then the Sugye in Gigi. The machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, whether Menasech means Menasech Mamesh or Menasech means Miarei. And then, another Gemara in Abin Zohar, in order to be able to answer that the Yeshua's Kashi and the Rashi, Shem Yisrael Yani Shazon, in Chassel and Yishu. So, I mentioned last time, on Thursday, to go over the Mishnah, the Chalinaud of Lawe, and the machlokes, the Gemara, the machlokes, when like between Tanakama and Rashi Gamliel, when we pass from like Tanakama and Rashi Gamliel, but you should go over also the Gemara that I give you. The Mishnah on top, and Gimel Medaleh, the Anesa Chosa Veisa Chosho, and then the Machlekes between Ravane and Chavitzel Bayin Seyu, and Globin, the whole first of it, and Gimel Medaleh.
Shir Tezayin Baba Kama Lama Tishrei Hei Tov Shemim Gimel October 17, 1982 on Sunday.
Shmui Shos Ha'avis Mizikim Shemechino Mivashir Shisokho Vaseche Nezek Tzah Vipu Shere Sebeishas Vavod Masnisi. So we have four of the Mishneh, and then we have the Shemechino Mishayom Shisokho Seicheya. So another four, so it's eight, and then we have the Hei Dvorim, the Chayim Rabbeinu is higher. Now, sometimes one can be higher from Nezek and not any of the other. Sometimes one commits such a role that he's only higher Tzah, and sometimes he's only higher Beishet. So mainly it's listed as five. So we have four of the Mishneh and four Shomrim, so it's eight, and then five more of Nezek Tzah, Ripu, Shemesh, and Beishet, so it's 13. Alright. Now, let's see. So he mentions them as Maziki. So, the four of the Mishneh, we understand, it involves the Master. Now, the five of the Chilul Chaveir, you also understand. But how can Shemechinom and Sheyel Mishesochot Besedecheya be listed as Mazikim? What kind of Mazikim are they? What kind of Mazikim? Let's see the Rashi. Obes call Hamad Chassidim Bikor. Alright, so we understand Obes. But it's used in the Russian, not just Shlish. If Rabbi Ishi had mentioned Shlish Osa Obis Chayobim, but he says Shlish Osa Obis Nizikim. He calls them Mazikim. What kind of Mazikim are they? Shemechinom Chayob Yipshir V'yashayel Chayob Afribons V'yashayel Yipshir Socho Chayob Yipshir V'yashayel V'yashayel Yipshir V'yashayel Yipshir V'yashayel Yipshir V'yashayel Yipshir V'yashayel Yipshir פרשו ושאינו נמו בשבחינו, שני יום בשבחינו סוחו, שני שני שאיר, הוא כחובס לי, הוא כמם בו ימייני וטובות. So נזק, how is the שומה of נזק מייך? החיבו בחבי לי נגזר לי משהו שובה אחשו פוחס לי בתחילו. Well, in other words, if somebody entered, there is a leg of another. So he has to pay nezek. How much was that person worth with the leg, and how much is it worth without the leg? Well, I mean, how can you determine that? So, the Rambam says that we have to make the Shume as if he had been an Eretz Yisrael. So, he, an Eretz Yisrael has a price. So, with the leg, he's worth a certain sum of money, a big sum of money. Without the leg, so he's worth as an Eretz Yisrael. So it's worth very little. So the difference represents the shume of nezek. Now, what the Rambam is, Now the Rambam, so most Rishonim say that the Shume is made if he had been an Eretz Yisrael, but he's not an Eretz Yisrael, so it doesn't make any difference. Suppose he had been an Eretz Yisrael, so he would have a certain price with the leg and the much lesser price without the leg. So the difference represents the net. Now there is Rashi, so many Rishonim say that the Shume is made
how much he's worth is a minute Rashi. Now, the Rashi, except Rashi, at the beginning of the Mishnah, the first Mishnah in Achilei of the Gimel on the base, turn to the Gimel on the base. Achilei b'chaver, chayav olav b'mishem chamishet bor, b'nezek tzah ripushe b'shabeshes, b'nezek ein tzah tzinesi nikodes yodeh shibazadeh, v'rei nezek kiloevet nika b'shuv, v'shonim kamo u'yope v'chamo u'yope. So Rashi uses the Washington. I don't know of any other issue who mentioned it. But Rashi mentioned it. שערי זיקי, וחמו יופי, שערי היזיקי, והפסידי מומן זה, שאם הוא יצרח, הוא יוביך עצמי בעבדים. הוא יוביך עצמי בעבדים. So in other words, the shume is how much it would be worth as an evidim. Even though an evidim, so and the Dibri, so let's say it's Mahu Bez is only for Neve and he can only be sold for 6 years, and the Shume, the price he would be worth as a Dibri for 6 years does not represent the value of the Nezek, but Mecher Atzmei could sell himself for more than 6 years. He could sell himself. He's not allowed, all right? He's not allowed to sell himself even for less than 6 years. He's in Sheshoma, Allah Sinai. But the fact is that he can't sell himself as an Eved Dibri. So he can sell himself completely for life too. So he would have a certain word, wind leg, wind hand. And without a leg, so his value is much less. So we see that there is a machlekes between Rashi and the other Rishayim, whether the shume of Nezek is kevet naili or it is kevet libri. Rashi shite, from most Rishayim it appears that it's kevet naili, but Rashi says kevet libri. Why does Rashi say kevet libri? Because the answer is, you see how Rashi emphasizes. V'chamu yofe sha'ave yisike v'yipside imomen ze shimo yonitzra ho yomeche atzmei v'yavidim. So Rashi emphasizes sha'ave yisike v'yipside imomen ze, because so Rashi says that the reason as to why he has to pay Yechidol has to pay Nezek is because he causes him monetary damage. What kind of monetary damage does he cause him? Why? Because if he were to sell himself as Nezek Naili, so he wouldn't get a good price. He couldn't sell himself as Nezek Naili anyway. Can the Jew sell himself as Nezek Naili? Someone who is born a goy, so then he can be misguided. Again, was Mishim Abdus, and he can sell himself to a master as Nezek Naili. Or if he is already Nezek Naili, because he was born in Eved, so then the Oden can sell him. But here we are dealing with some, where the devil is a Jew. He couldn't possibly sell himself as a Levi. So how could that represent his Hefzet Momen? So, but according to Rashi emphasizes, Sha'arizikei v'yifsidei Momen ze. So in other words, the reason is why Yechidel has to pay Nezek is because he has to reimburse the Nerva for the Hefzet, the damage. What kind of damage? Because he couldn't sell himself. He'll get a very low price if he were to sell himself in money. He couldn't sell himself in money anyway. But the damage consists in the fact that if he decided to sell himself for life as an Eved Ivri, so he would get a relatively low price. So the difference represents the damage. But Rashi emphasizes the fact that Zikei Yifsi Dimon. Now, this Rashi is expressive of a very important point.
Now, there is, I just want to mention there, certain Reb Chaim on the Rambam, even though he deals with another Indian, but it expresses a very important yisod on the Mechayev of Nezit. The Rambam is in the Rechei Niyul Cheskein V'nitin Haloche Beis. So the Rambam says as follows, V'chein Achim Feyab Yisod Echavei Rebei Reisichen U'Mayreis V'yipsido V'ar Yuchayim V'shalem V'in Shetoan Yishechof Abuhem O'Yuchof Abuhi U'in Shetoan Yishechof Ashtim O'Oreis V'hu O'im O'Yuchof Abuhem Achas U'in Shom Shom Idecho Shechof Abuhem O'Yuchof Abuhem Hari Zuhi Vahesis Al-Akir Perikei Niyul Cheskein V'nitin Haloche Beis. In other words, there is a shvuy of beis mitzvahs. What does shvuy of beis mitzvahs mean? Let's say, Ruben says to Shimon, you owe me $1,000. So Shimon says, I owe you only $500. So he's a beis mitzvah. So he's mechuyev b'shvuy midrais. If he's a kippah hakol, so then midrais is potter b'shvuy. But only midrabon. But beis mitzvahs is chayev b'shvuy midrais. Or there is another, let's say, if Ruben says to Shimon, you owe me $1,000. And Shimon says, I don't owe you a penny. But one aid, and Decho testifies that he owes him $1,000. So then, Shimon has to swear, he's mechuyev to take a shvuah, midraise, to contradict the Haggadah of Nidah. Or there is another shvuah is Hashomrim. So, Shimachinam, if he says, Nidni Vavnevdo, yes, to swear. These are the three shvuahs midraise. There are no other shvuahs midraise. Only these three shvuahs. But there is a loche that kakoyis is not mechayev b'shvuah. Kakoyis is not mechayev b'shvuah. So mele, the Rambam says, suppose Rubin says to Shimon, you dug up 10 beres of mine. And Shimon says, I dug up, so you have to pay, you are mazik, 10 beres. 10 sodis, you made beres in 10 sodis of mine. And Shimon says, I only dug up, I was only mazik, 5 sodis of yours, 5 beres. So then, we should say, he's chayev b'shvuah midraise, and maybe mitzvah. So the Rambam says, no, he's not chayev a shvuah of maybe mitzvah. Why? Because he's shvuah not a kohen. After all, the time is in karke. Ruben says to Shimon, you are chayev for your baby, sichon umayres, and you are mafsid my sodes. And Shimon says, I wasn't mafsid 10 sodes, only 5 sodes. 2 is a maybe mitzvah. But the time is in kakoyis, and kakoyis is mufke of shvuah. So the Rambam says, "Har is a nishba heses al hakel, not ishvuah deraise, only ishvuah derabon." Pasoges, Omar Avro, nirin hadvorim shetovei limali sachpireis ulehashvi sachatzeres, aval imtovei mishal mipchosei hareyu kishot vias momei uchemi sheomalei chovalto vishnayim viyomal vichovalti alachas. So the Raivites says, true, this is true, that if Ruben says to Shimon, you are chayav 10 sodis, 10 beres you made, and Shimon says, I was only chayav 5 beres, so he's not chayav shvuah midraise. If Ruben demands of Shimon that he fill up the beres, he doesn't demand money. He wants the sodis should be without beres. Shimon, don't beres, you can't even use the sodeis. So he's demanding of Shimon that Shimon should fill up the beres, demand the beres, the bal beres. So there, the tree is a tree in karke. He's asking, he's demanding of Shimon that Shimon should do something to the karke that he damaged, that he should fix the karke. In other words, by filling up the beres. So then, the time is in Kakoye, so it's not Mechayev Shvuah. But suppose Rubin says, I don't want you to fill up my bales, because it will not be as good anyway. Once you dig a bale in the sode, so the sode is not the same. No matter what good job you do in filling up the bales, it will never be the same sode. So I want you to pay. Before you dug a bayer in the sade, so each sade was worth, let's say, $1,000. Now that you dug bayers in the sade, so each sade is worth only $300. So I want you to pay $700. So in such a case, the tviya is not in karke, he's demanding money, cash. So melele, that's in talkali. So he's chayev b'shvei d'rais. What's the raya of the raivet? That when we say that where is chayev b'shvei sichen meiris in the sode, so it's not chayev b'shvei d'rais because karke is mufke of shvei. That's only if he demands that, if he demands, if the tviya demands of the nitva, then the nitva should fix the karke. So then the tviya is in kakoyes. But if he demands money, tashmumi, then the tviya is not in kakoyes, it's mitalkali. So what difference does it make? Whether Rubin says to Shimon, you broke my table, and I want you to pay for the table. So, oh, he says, you damaged my sode and I want you to pay. It's the same tviya, the tviya of money. So that's not kakoyes. The raya is, because there is a mishne, chobauto bishnayim, vueima vichobauti elachas, so it's chayev b'shvei. And the raya assumes that it's a shvei d'rais. And then, there is another Rambam in the Beis Hilchos Nara Psula. So if a woman says to the man, Onastois, so Vueima loyki alopatisi, so in other words, Ines and Mefate both have to pay knas. But Ines, in addition to knas, he has to pay tzah. Mefate, he has to pay knas because he doesn't have to pay tzah. Mefate, there is no tzah. So suppose the woman says to the man, Onastois, so you have to pay tzah to me. So he's made it that he is mechuyev knas, but I don't have to pay tzah. So he's made it in nixas. Har is a nishba shvuas atiro al meyatzah umishalim beishes ugat. Now, so what is the Raivet's kashi against the Rambam? Because the Rambam says that if a person says to the other, that chopar to the soda, chopar to be the sechon ha'mayos, and he made it in mixas, so it's not chayim shvei d'rais, and it's mashmah from the Rambam that even if the tviya is the man's money, not that he should be malin d'chviras. So still, it's still mufke from shvei d'rais because the basis, even though the tviya is for money, mitalkali, but what is the cause of that? A certain mindset that was done in Karke. So melee it's mufke of shvui of the mikzas. So the same thing should be true of chayim b'chavele, because odom is ukash lukash v'kakoyes. Odom is ukash v'kakoyes. In other words, we say even is ukash v'kakoyes. So many rishonim say that it doesn't mean only every knai is ukash v'kakoyes. It's not a rashi it is only every knai is ukash v'kakoyes. But this and most Rishonim, they say Odom is ukash v'kakoyes. But of course, Eved is an Indian, is a Dorosh HaMomim. So mainly it has relevance to Gavi Eved. But even the Chayim is ukash v'kakoyes, according to most Rishonim, except for Rashi. Rashi Shiti is that only an Eved Nai is ukash v'kakoyes, but the Chayim is not ukash v'kakoyes. But the Rashi Shiti and the Rambam Shiti is that not only an Eved Nai is ukash v'kakoyes, even the Chayim and Odom. And Berchayim is also Kashmir Kakoyes. So, according to the Rambam, that if Rubin says to Shimon, Chofarto, Esa Beiris, Bisodai, and Shimon says, Chofarti al Hei Beiris, so there is no Shkhil Drai saying, even though he's demanding money. Why? Because the basis, the cause of the Tviya is Karke, even though he's demanding Mitalkali money, cash, but the basis, the cause of the Tviya is Kakoyes. So it's mufke of shmue, so the same thing should be true. If a person says to the other, chobauto bishnayim, vueima lechobauti al achas. So how do the achas? So he's also made in mikzas, so he's chayim shmue d'raise. And as the Rambam says, in arapsuo, nasto isi, vueima loiki alopatisi, aris nikva shmue satiro al v'yatsa, umishalim v'yishas ugam. Vicious gum, knas, so he has to pay. So, of course, knas will only have to pay the arayim, the anoayim will not have to pay. But vicious gum, he'll have to pay even if the anoayim. So, So we see, as the Rambam says, is Chayim Shmuel Raisa. But the cause of it, even though he's demanding money, but the cause of the tefillin is the chvoli in an odom, and an odom is ukash mikapoeis. So we see from there, that's the right excitement. So we see from there that even though the cause is kapoeis, as long as the tefillin, as long as the tefillin is mitalteli, he demands money. So merely is chayim shmuel raisa. So in the case of chopartoli, esea, asor beiris, and he says, so he should also be mechuyev ishwid raise. And when we say that he's not ishwid raise, if the tviya is to fill out the beiris, so then the tviya itself is in kakoyens. But if the tviya is for money, even though the cause of the tviya is kakoyens, so is ishwid raise. So why does the Rambam say hachepia misodeh habeire beiris sichon maileis, even though the tviya is for money? So still, he's potter of shvid raise, he's only chayim shvid. So there is a very basic Reb Chaim here. It's a big yisod. So Reb Chaim says there is a basic difference between the mechayev of nezek of mazik momay and the mechayev of nezek in chiyu b'chaver. Because the basic chiyu in mazik momay chaver, let's say Ruvein, breaks Shimon's table. Shimon's furniture, he breaks it. So the basic obligation is to restore back the same thing. And we see that this is the basic obligation from the Rambam itself. The Rambam says, if Ruvein says to Shimon, Chofarto you beiris, Sichon umayris bisoda, vihua imen, Shimon says, we chofarte alehei, so then it all depends. If Ruvein demands of Shimon that Shimon should fill out the beiris, in other words, to restore the sodeis, so then he's potter of Shimon raise, because then the tviya isn't money. It's in hakoyes, so he's potter. But if the tviya is for money, so then he's chayev b'shmuel raise. Apparently, the nizek has the right to demand of the mazik that instead of paying him money, he should fill up the bears. Why shouldn't the mazik be able to say, I don't want to work, you want money, I'll pay you money, but you can't impose upon me that I should fill up the bears. I should do it by myself, or I should get a worker, I don't have any workers, and I don't want to do it myself, I'll pay you money. So the rabbi says, no, if the mazik, if the action is with the nizek, if the nizek wants money, so then the mazik has to pay money. If the nizek demands that the mazik fill up the beiris, then he cannot patter himself by filling up the beiris. But he has to pay money. So we see from the rabbi, in view of the fact that the rabbi himself says that the nizek has the option to demand of the mazik that he should fill up the beiris and not relieve himself by simply paying money, that the basic obligation, if somebody is a mazik, so the basic obligation is to restore, to fix the dovanis. But, so in Hanami, if the nizek says, fill up the beiris, that this is what he has to do. But if the nizek says, no, I don't want that you should fill up the beiris, because the sodi will not be the same. And the same thing is true of any hezek. If a person breaks furniture, so no matter how good a professional is, the mazik, in fixing furniture, it will not be the same. It will never be the same. So the Chaim says that insofar as the mechayev of mazik is concerned, what is the chiyuv? The basic chiyuv is to restore back the same dovranizik. And if it would be possible to restore back the same dovranizik so that it would be managed the same, so then the nizek couldn't force the mazik to pay. Because his basic obligation is not to pay. His basic obligation is to restore back the same object that he was mazik. But that's impossible. It's impossible. It will never be the same. So Mimele, the next best thing is Maki Behemu Yishalmeno, never Shachasnech. But the basic rule is to restore the Dovranizik. But since So the Melee, if there is a demands that, so then the Mazik has to do it. And he cannot pattern himself with all the money in the world, because that's the basic thing. But if the Nizek demands that he pay, why? Because fixing it wouldn't restore the same thing, it will not be the same. The same furniture, it will not be the same thing. So then the next best thing is to pay. But the basic chiyuv is to restore back the object, the dovranizik. So the Meileh, the Shittes HaRambam means, it doesn't make any difference what the Nizek demands. Well, the Nizek demands that then the Mazik should fill up the basis. So then the Rali is also needed, that there is no Shweid Rice, because then the Tria is a Kakoyens. But the Rali says, suppose the Nizek demands that you should pay money, then the Tria is Vitalkali. So Rav Chaim says, the Rambam Shita is, even in that case, the Tria is, in view of the fact that the basic application is to restore back, and if it had been possible to fix it in such a way that manage the same object, the same something, or the same furniture would be restored back, so there he would have to do that. But the reason as to why he can demand money in the Mazik is because that's impossible. So in other words, it is the substitute for restoring back the object. So that means that on a theoretical level, the Tviya is always untackled. But since it cannot restore the same Sade, it will be a damaged Sade. So Mele, he has to pay Tashumi. So the Tashumi is only a substitute for restoring the Sade. But on a theoretical level, the Tviya is always for Kakoyes. So Mele, it's move carefully. That's true in regard to Mazik, money. But Chilul B'Chaveira is, so we couldn't say that the basic Chilul in Ezek is to restore somebody who they amputated the children's leg. So, of course, that goes without saying, if it would be possible. Let's say Shimon is such a magician, he can restore back, you know, sometimes doctors do it, a finger. So, if it is right at the moment that the finger is cut off, so then it's possible through surgery to attach the finger. So, if the Chibbe is such a magician that it is possible for him to restore back, to sew up the leg to the organism, and that he should be able to use it, so then of course he is Mechuyev. Not Mitzad Nezek, he is Mechuyev Mitzad Ribu. After all, one of the eight volumes is Ribu. So if it is possible to restore back the leg, the arm, so then he's mechuyev to do that mitzad people, but not mitzad nezek. There, as far as the chiyuv of nezek is concerned, so basically, at the very outset, the chiyuv is to pay money. How much money? How much is the person worth as a slave? As an eved with the leg? How much is worth as a slave without the leg? The difference he has to pay. So there we cannot say that the basic thing is in Ezek is to restore back the leg. But since that is impossible, so the next best thing is to pay tashlumi for the leg. A leg that has no tashlumi. All the money in the world cannot be tashlumi for the leg. It's not chaya. You pay $1 billion. It's not tashlumi. It's not tashlumi for the leg. But here the Torah was mechayevim at the very outset to pay a certain sum of money. Like tzar. What is tzar? How is the shume of tzar made? In other words, Ruvein chopped off, Shimon's arm, and it took a lot of faith. A lot of faith. So then we are in it. Suppose Shimon would be a convict, and he would be sentenced to a certain by the Malchus to a terrible penalty that his arm, his leg should be broken. It has to be done. He's a convict, he committed a certain crime. But he's given the choice. He's given the choice by the Malchus. He's given the choice. Either it will be cut off with his sire, the arm, the leg, and it will involve a lot of pain, or it will be administered anesthesia, so he'll be put to sleep, so he won't feel any pain. And then they tell him, now, how much? So So as far as the synthesis, as I suppose the Malthus, the prosecutor tells it, as far as the sentence is concerned, you are entitled to have your leg amputated for the crime, as a penalty for the crime, through an anesthesia. You should have pain. But if you want to have pain, then that we should amputate your leg, we desire it, so then we pay you an extra sum of money. How much will he demand in order to have the leg amputated with pain? Of course, if you tell a person, if he has any sense in his head, so how much do you want this in order that we should amputate your leg? So even if you agree for $1 billion, so he has to be locked up in an institution. But if he is a person who is sentenced to have the leg amputated, like that amputated, so then he can be a normal person. And if you give him a big sum of money, so he'll agree to have that which is unavoidable to be done in such a way that he'll have tremendous pain for a big sum of money. So that's the shume. So that's the shume of the Tsar. So how is it in regard to Tsar? So it's tashlumi for the Tsar. No money in the world can be considered our beginner's tashlumi for the Tsar. This is a sakosu. He has to pay this kind of shume, Nezek, he has to pay that kind of shume, Tsar. So it's not to reimburse him for the damage. So Nezek is not for the purpose of reimbursing him for the damage. In Matik, when somebody kills Behemas Chavelei, Matik Behemu Nishamano, Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, so the basic chiyuv is to be reimbursed out. If he could resurrect the Behemah that was killed, so the Mazik would have to do that. But that he cannot do, the Behemah is dead. So the Torah says, Matik Behemu Nishamano, Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, to reimburse him, that's the next best thing. But the basic chiyuv is to revive the object that was missing. But that's impossible. So he has to be reimbursed. But let's say it's not that he has to be reimbursed for the leg. It cannot be translated in monetary terms. Even if we pay $1 billion. So it cannot be considered as being reimbursed. But the Torah said he is mechuyev to compensate him as a penalty. He is mechuyev to compensate him a certain sum of money. That's the shum. So the chiyuv at the very outset consists in money. So the mele, it's not kalke. True or don't misuk shikachalis. If the chiyuv had been to reimburse him for the hefset, there it would be considered as the mechayev is kakoyis. But the basic chiyuv at the very outset is to pay money. Since where is money? Kakoyis? Money is not kakoyis. This is what the Chaim says. And it's very important. So, ufizeh nireh, the gambinezek hold bin chvolis mishomis imomim. The bishomis imomim, ikar chiyuvei hua momen atzmei shiyuv sidei. ומחמס חיוב זהו של ישראל ותשלומים שהחליף עם מומן שהפסיק דין לא יהיו ישראל ונקרא מומן שהפסיק לא יהוי לא הרי חי לו עליהם גם חיוב תשלומים מה שאין כן בכבולס הסכול הסכיבות לא יהיו בתשלומים עצמו דחיית לי התקרו מחמס שיבו הנזק מגזיר הסקוס ובכבולס וכחיוב את עשר ובישס כן גם חיוב את הנזק דחיוב התשלומים הוא הסכול הסכיוב in the very outset this is the חיוב money. But mazik, makimei shalmenesh das nevesh, that it's to reimburse him for the damage. In other words, he shouldn't have damage. But nezek, so if you pay him $500,000, he appeared in a leg, or $1 million, or $10 million, so he doesn't have any damage. It cannot be translated in terms of money. So the melee, this is the ikahil. So the melee, so it's not kakoyis. But by mazik, if somebody is mazik karka, the ikahiyu is to restore back. But that is impossible. And then Yochaname, if the nizek says, I want you to fix it, to fill up the mirrors, I'm satisfied with that kind of restoration, even though it's not in the same story, but I'm satisfied. So then he has to fill up the mirrors. Because that's the ikahiyu. So the money is tashum in chlifin. It's in lieu of restoring back the damaged object. So it's kakoyes, because that's the ikahiru, to restore back kakoyes. Mashiach came by order, to the order himself as the status of karka. But the ikahiru is the payment, not to restore back. As if it would be possible, that Rav Chaim doesn't explain, but I mentioned it. Of course, if it would be possible for the chayim to restore back the leg, let's say he can call up a surgeon and an ambulance, and then they'll immediately take him to the hospital and they'll be able to attach. Such things happened already. So then he's mechuyev to that mitzad nipu, but not mitzad nezek. So, but as far as the chiyuv of nezek is concerned, so it's the chiyuv is a chiyuv of money at the very outset. That's without knowing that's not kakoyes. Now, but you see from this last, now, from Rashi we see, so that's probably true according to all the Shem, who say that the Shume of Nezek is Kamu Shobez Nezekai, even though it's impossible for him, with the leg, without the leg, it's impossible for a Ben Chilin to sell himself as an Eved. But it's not a question of determining the hefset, the damage is sustained. There is no one in the world that will be able to pay for the damage. But it's special to Nezek also. He has to pay Nezek, he has to pay Tzar, Mitu, Shevet, and Patience. But it's not to reimburse him for the damage. He will never be reimbursed for the damage. So in Melech, we can just imagine, suppose he had been Nezek. He's not, but it's not to reimburse him for the damage. But Rashi emphasizes, why does Rashi emphasize so much? Because Seif Masiv Machshav Etchilo, because the Rambam Rashi concludes, Shimoyo Nitzra, Hoyomichel Atzmi Beli. In other words, Rashi Shiti is not like that. Chaim said that in the Rambam. The Rambam is certainly true, because the Rambam Shiti is the Shum is like a nine. But Rashi Shiti is not like that. Rashi Shiti is not like that. Rashi Shiti is that the Mechayiv of Nezek is also like magic money. Like magic money. What kind of hefset is it? Magic money? So the Mechayiv is the fact that it sustained damage. How can money be reimbursed a person for the loss of an Eiver? The answer is yes, there is. Of course it will not be just as good as if he restored the Eiver, but he sustained monetary damage because he had an opportunity to sell himself as an Eiver for his life. So he probably could get, let's say, $100,000 if he sold himself as an Eiver for life. Now, so that he has no leg, he has no arm, how much could he get? Maybe nothing, and maybe a little bit. So the difference is the monetary damage that he sustains, that he has to pay. So that's why Hashem emphasizes, he couldn't sell himself at the time. But as a theoretical shume, alright, so he made the shume, as if he had been an etnai, even though he's not an etnai. Because it's not for the purpose of determining an actual fact of loss. The loss is too great to be translated in terms of money anyway. But Rashi Shike, and Rashi emphasizes, Shari Sike, Viv Sike, Momen Ze, Shimo Yomitzra, Koyomiche, Atzmi Bebeli. Now, what the Chaim says is very mistaken. On the contrary, Rashi Shike is a big thing. In other words, according to Rashi, so it's the same Mechayev as by Mazik Mamed. Hefset Mamed, damage, it's a same damage. Mamed damage, on a practical level. Alright, that's Rashi. But it's more Mishtabel, as Rav Chaim says, in the Rambam. And all the Rishayim who say that the Shume of Nezek is in terms of an Eved Ibri, not in terms of it. In terms of an Etnai, not in terms of an Etnai. Why do they say an Etnai? After all, Rashi is right. If they had agreed that the Mechayiv of Nezek is to reimburse for hefset, for damage, so then we should determine it on the basis of his values and everything, he's not in his values at night. He could never sell himself in his night anyway. So Rashi Shita is like that. But the other Rishonim is saying that the Shume is like a Nani. They hold that the Mechayev, there is a basic difference in the Mechayev of Nezik Momei, what of Mazik Momei, Maki Behim Yishalmen, Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, and the Mechayev of Chayev. They are Yitzchir. And we see something else. The Rambam Shiti is that Nezek and Tzah, and Benches Aknas. So the Rambam says, but Mimele, if somebody, there are no way, but somebody is made a, I amputated your leg. Ruben, you come to Shimon, he says, I amputated your leg, there are no way. So he's potter of Nezek, he's potter of Tzach, he's higher people, he's higher Shemet, because people in Shemet is not Knas, because people, that's real loss. The money he has to spend on the medical bills. And Sheves also, what is Sheves? Sheves means, let's say, the person has no leg, but he'll still be without a leg, so he'll still be able to be Shiva Kishuri. He can be a watcher, to sit in a booth and watch. But there is a period of convalescence, so when you'll be completely incapacitated, he will not be able even to do the job of the Shiva Kishuri, he will not be able to be a watcher. So how much money, let's say, for 6 months you'll have to be in the hospital until you'll be able to accept the job as a Shiva Kishuri. So 6 months he could have made, let's say, I don't know, $2,000 as a Shiva Kishuri. So maybe that is the measure of the Sheves. So that's real loss. So that's money. Ben Sheves is also Knas. But the Rambam says, if somebody is made the Bineze, he's Kota, that's his Kota. If somebody is made the Bitsa, Damo, he's Kota. But if somebody is made the Beishes, so he's higher. But it's also Tzak, Nas. The answer is the fact that he comes to Bezin and he says, I was Bivarish you, so he reiterates the Bivarish again, and you. Like this, no one knew about it. And now he's Bivarish it, he tells it to Bezin. So there is a new basis. This is what I said to one of the Rosh Hashivas who was so active in making a demonstration against certain people because they felt that someone was in the violence of Reza Shah. So I told him, I mentioned that Rambam to him. I said, it's Yom Vayish and Reza Shah all over again. Everybody has to know. If there are thousands of Jews who didn't know that some chotzer insulted Rabbi Shah, so everybody has to know about it. Know that there should be more Biyush. Sami, this is the Rambam. So the Rambam says, So Nezek is Knas. Why is it Knas? If, according to Rashi, of course, that will be Shein Machin. But if the Rambam had agreed with Rashi that the Shulei is in terms of how much he would be worth as a negativity, then he couldn't say Knas, because the Mechayev is the monetary loss. He really is the same loss. We
need a ledge. He could have sold himself as an individual for life, and he would have been able to get a certain relatively high price for himself. And now he can't. But she, how many she does? Anyway, so this is what I wanted to point out, that there is a machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam as to whether the Mechayev of Nezir is Hesed Moment. According to Rashi, it's Hesed Moment, and according to Rambam, it's not Hesed Moment. It's a special Mechayev. All right, now, so Tzad Eidim Kavodom Ha'im Yidyon Mikotzi Tzad Mechayev. Let me tell you thinking, she is cut it for our son. The rest of it's out for the heart. The people we shall be so basic. Cool out in the coin.